It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Precious Father, thank you for the eternal, perfect, precious Word of God. Thank you for an absolute, perfect Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that everything that God has planned, everything that God's doing, He has it in Christ, because in Christ is the fullness of God. And oh, to have Him, to have Jesus as our Savior in our very being, we have it all. Oh, Father, thank you for the truths of God's Word. Lord, today, would you let the Holy Spirit of God draw us to you, help us each one to just yield to the Lord Jesus. Lord, may we bow and let the Holy Spirit of God do that work in our heart that needs to be done today. Lord, I pray for the listening audience. God, only you know each one by the radio. You know every need, every heart. Would you touch as only you can? We're not looking to the gods of this world. Lord, we're looking to you. Father, we're not hungry for the things of this world, but oh, for the simple truths of your precious Word. Lord, would you let the Holy Spirit of God even now take the Word of God, break it like bread, and feed our venerable spirits that we'd grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I pray if there's a soul listening that's lost, an individual without Christ, would this be the moment you'd touch that heart and they'd simply yield to Jesus Christ and say, yes, I accept Jesus as my Savior. Lord, you get glory. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in. And what a blessing it is to be your guest again today. Now, if you have a copy of God's Word, we'd love for you to just open your Bible with us as we open in the New Testament again to the little book of 2 John. And yesterday we looked at verse number 5, and today we want to look at verse number 6 as we look in the Word of the Lord. And God is so good. He is. And before we even go any further in the program, I want to read another letter out of the mailbag. And what we do, as we open the mail, we try to pick out some letters that would be interesting. We can't read them all, because the list would just be, we wouldn't have time to do anything else. But listen to this one. It said, Dear in Christ, greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing and to help lead many to Christ and to help Christians here. Please, I am a Christian too, and I need a Holy Bible to read. So I would like for you to help us with one Holy Bible to read of our own. Hope my request will be granted. Yours faithfully. And her name is Gloria Tambell. And Gloria will be receiving a copy of God's Word as a gift from God's people. And that's you. each one of you that has prayed and given. These are being sent out for the glory of the Lord. And I'm just so tickled that God's letting us be just a little pipe. You know that there's lines that, for instance, water lines, there has to be a pipe for it to go through. Electricity, there has to be a line for it to go through. Well, I'm glad that God, 45 years ago, burdened our heart, and all we are is just a little pipe or a little line to just let the Word of God keep going through. And I want to say thank each and every one of you. Every gift, every prayer, every thought, individual little churches, individual souls, may God open the winds of heaven, pour out a blessing upon you that you couldn't even receive. We want Jesus to get all the glory, and souls are being saved. Now, that little letter I just read to you, how would you like to live in an area and a part of the country, and here you go to church, and the preacher preaches the Word of God, and he says, turn to such and such a scripture, and you don't have a Bible. I mean, you can't even read and study and grow. Folks, we're trying to lead folks to the Lord, and God said to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when a believer writes and wants a Bible so they can grow in the grace and knowledge, what does that do? Well, they can learn more about the Word of God, about Jesus, tell their children, their neighbors, loved ones. This is God's work. We're just trying to just honor the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And at the end of this broadcast, we'll announce our mailing address if you missed it. And if God would have you to have a part in it, we welcome you. It's all for the glory of the Lord. Now, if you would you just let the Holy Spirit take you by the hand and let's look at the Word of God today and see what He has to say to us. This Bible is speaking to us. I like what John writes Paul, I believe he's the author of it, but in the book of Hebrews, I love what he says in verse number 1 and 2. He says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, in whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholdeth all things by the word of his power, when he by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And what's he doing? He's speaking to us. How? Through the precious word of God. Do you believe that? Every fiber in my being, when I open this Bible, good morning, Lord, you're speaking to my heart. Now, what do I need to do? Have you ever had your child, if you're a parent, and you give an order to one of your children, I want you to do this. You go and do this. Well, look what God said. In verse number 5, we found out he said, Lord, read it again with us. Now I beseech thee, I beg you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is not some fancy new fangled new tradition or a new gimmick. No, this is the truth from the very beginning. And what is that truth? That we love one another. Now, watch how this unfolds. Verse 6, this is love. Oh, how can I show someone that I love them? Look how the Holy Spirit says, and this is love, that we, oh, not just an individual, but we walk after his commandments. When we become a child of God, the body is joined together. And there was a day before you got saved, you didn't know how to walk with the Lord. You didn't know how to love. You didn't know how to act. Within you, there was no Spirit of God that was alive. But when you get saved, not only does God change your walk, but He changes your love. And He said, this is love. What? That we walk after His commandments. What's the wording in the Bible? That we walk after His commandments. Now, folks, this is just not the Ten Commandments. But commandments is anything and everything that God tells you to do. For instance, after you get saved, there's a commandment that God will give you. Pray. After you get saved, a commandment that God gives you that just simply swells inside of you. Read that Bible. In other words, there's something that happens when an individual gets saved. Obey the Lord. Oh, be faithful to God. And walk after His commandments. God will never lead you in the wrong direction. And how does He do that? Why, God, the Holy Spirit takes up His abode inside of us. And the Bible said He'll teach us, He'll lead us, He'll guide us. Somebody says, well, I don't know how to live. You get saved, the Holy Ghost of God will teach you how to live. You see, I don't know how to pray. You get saved, and the Holy Ghost of God will teach you to just simply pray. And by the way, what is prayer? I mean, we hear some of these saints of God, and I'm not against folks praying out, but there's some folks that are professional word speakers. I mean, they can pray some of the awfulest Jeroboam and Rehoboam and the awfulest prayers that's ever won. And here's a little old weak Christian that don't know much about praying, and the devil will say, boy, wouldn't you like to pray like that? Well, if it's prayer, yes. But if it's a bunch of racket and just a noise, you don't want that. What is praying? Praying is asking and talking to the Lord. He's not deaf. You don't have to scream and holler at Him. You can just say, oh, Lord, help me. And you know what He does? He helps you because you're one of His young'uns. This is love, that we walk after His commandments. Are you doing what God teaches you to do now? And He said, this is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. Now, watch the wording. He says, walk after. And here, God tells us that we not only are to walk after His commandments, that you should walk in His commandments. Oh, what a perfect Savior He is. What a lovely Savior we have. And may we as God's children just simply yield to Him. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and may God richly bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687.